This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. It's exactly 2 months since Typhoon Haiyan struck the Philippines, killing over 6,000 people, with nearly 2,000 others still listed as missing. More than 16 million people have been affected by the calamity, with 80% of buildings destroyed in the worst affected areas. Catholic Relief Services and other aid agencies say there is an urgent need for international funding in long-term recovery programs to help the Filipino people rebuild their shattered lives. I spoke to Joseph Curry, country representative for Catholic Relief Services in the Philippines, to find out how survivors are coping.
The relief is proceeding well, and most people have received some form of relief, food, emergency shelter, water, and sanitation. So it's improving, and the debris is gradually being removed, but there's a tremendous amount of suffering that continues.
Where are the areas where this suffering is particularly acute? Can you expand a bit on that?
It's all over the affected areas. People have lost their jobs. They've lost their homes. Children are only now getting back to school in the schools that can accommodate them. So life as it was before is completely changed. In many of these areas, 80% or more of the houses are destroyed, especially in the eastern areas of Leyte and Samar provinces, and many, many more are damaged. So there's a lot of focus on housing and how to get people back into houses. But at the same time, there's also a lot of problems with finding jobs for people. People have lost their sources of income. So farms have been closed down, markets in urban areas are gradually recovering, but many of the jobs are lost.
And how would you describe the morale of the people in the worst affected areas?
The morale, it's positive, it's resilient, but there is a lot of concern. I think a lot of concern about what people are going to do on a day-to-day basis. So there's certainly a lot of stress. But the Filipino people are incredibly resilient, and they really want to improve their lives on their own.
But is the aid still flowing in to an extent that it's sufficient to meet the people's needs, or are you still having to constantly remind the international community about their plight?
We're in this transition right now where the relief is going well. There is a lot of food relief coming in. There is a lot of support for water and sanitation and the emergency shelter needs. These are the immediate and most pressing. But now, moving along, the recovery part is very underfunded right now, and the lack of attention by the international community means that there's a lot of concern whether or not there's going to be resources for housing and for agriculture and for other longer-term infrastructure needs, other things like disaster risk reduction, health, education. There are so many schools and health centers that were destroyed. How will those be repaired? So these are the questions we're coping with now. The government is coming up with plans, but the enormity of the destruction is there. There are 500,000 homes destroyed. How do you rebuild 500,000 homes? You have to have a lot of resources to do that.
How would you describe the role of the local Catholic Church? How much has it been very much at the forefront of helping the population?
It's been instrumental. People rally to the church when these disasters happen. They seek the church for spiritual support. They seek it for other forms of relief. And the church has really come forth with a great deal of relief assistance. So a lot of local donations coming from Manila and other parts of the Philippines being channeled through the local diocese and the parishes distributing that relief directly to the families.
What do you see as the lasting effect of this devastating natural disaster?
The lasting effects here, it's going to take several years to recover what people had before. Just the agriculture alone, it will take at least 3 years to recover what their income was before. About 60% of the coconut crop was destroyed, and it takes at least 5 years for coconut to be regrown and harvested.